My guest, Dr. Mark Schneep, he directs the California Economic Forecast in Santa Barbara, covers the state as well. You can find him at californiaforecast.com. He's got a monthly newsletter. You can sign up for it, californiaforecast.com. Okay, another topic that you covered in this month's newsletter is the labor force. Is the clear slowdown in labor force growth a concern? I saw someone on the news and they were trying to spin it and say that that huge, you know, the labor force for the last month just didn't add anything that they predicted, but he was trying to attribute it to, I can't remember what he was trying, but you know, the newscaster was calling it spin. So what do you have to say about the slowdown in the labor force growth? Is that a concern? What's that about?
Well, it can be a concern. I mean, for your listeners, what is the labor force? The labor force is the total number of people in the population who want to work or are working. So if you're not working, then you're unemployed. And if you are working, then you are clearly employed. So the labor force really represents why we have employment, and if we have a suitable employment numbers to staff, you know, the demand for labor in the economy. It has been in decline. And in the U.S., in California, and in Santa Barbara County, it's been falling. And so that becomes problematic, because is the labor force contraction that we're seeing now going to become a constraining factor on the ability of firms to hire in the future? So far, that hasn't been the case, because we don't see much hiring these days. Over the last 18 months, there's been virtually no job growth in California and locally. So this hasn't been an issue, and we don't have any labor market trauma, really, because we don't have a lot of unemployed, and the unemployment rates actually are in decline now, not rising, even though the labor force is falling and we're not hiring many people. So, but the question is this ultimately going to become a problem? Well, right now, one of the major reasons, there are three reasons. Labor force is in decline because the baby boomer generation is in retirement, and we're losing about 3 million of them nationwide per year, up to 4 million now, to retirement, so that they come right off the labor force. We're also losing all of the illegal migrants from the labor force as they become deported, either by themselves or through ICE.
Can't they work remotely?
They don't work remotely. They work on the job in many, many jobs, but we're losing them necessarily to the labor force as well.
You couldn't laugh at that joke?
They don't work remotely, and no, I couldn't laugh.
Sorry to interrupt. You were on a really good roll. The three reasons of the 3 to 4 million retiring per year, the baby boomers, and then the deportation.
Yes. And then, of course, the other reason here that is not directly linked to the labor force, but is indirectly linked, is the fact that and it really is responsible for the lack of job growth. And that is the onset and adoption of AI systems in the workplace. So that has also disrupted overall demand for jobs in many, many sectors. And so those three elements, retirement of the boomers, deportations, and AI intercepting a lot of the job demand, is all conspiring together to really change the composition, how labor markets respond over time, even during times of decent economic growth, which we are essentially in right now. So as long as AI continues to be disruptive, we may not need to have the labor force correctively reverse and go back up again, because that would just give us more people who are unemployed. So we're watching this very, very closely because we're kind of at a crossroads with AI and whether it can continue to replace workers longer term. It probably can. So this may be the onset of a new environment for employment and labor force.
Boy, I keep reading periodically about major companies, letting go, and it's like thousands of employees. And I just keep thinking, well, where are they going to go? How do they rebound? And what you're saying, there's no job growth. You said in the last 18 months, how depressed should someone be if they get laid off?
Well, it's not so much the general workforce that's getting laid off. It's more so the entry-level workforce, 18 to about 25, that is just simply not getting hired. And so, yeah, we do see these layoffs, and they tend to be sensationalized to a large degree. When you look at total layoffs in general, they really aren't like stacking up in an extraordinary way. They tend to be about even with where they've been over the last 5 years, maybe a little bit higher, but not much. It's really the lack of being able to bring on entry-level workers, needing to bring on, and therefore the people that are hurting the most are your 18 to 24-year-old labor force population.
That's very interesting. My guest, Dr. Mark Schneep, he directs the California Economic Forecast. You can find him on his website, californiaforecast.com, monthly newsletter. You could sign up for that, californiaforecast.com. Interesting, historically, you're always going to have these layoffs, so it's not that radical. So that's good. Not great if you're some of the people that get laid off. And interesting that you mentioned the 18 to 25-year-olds. I watched Leland Vittert on News Nation, and he's continually talking about these recent elections of the DSA, Democratic Socialists of America. And he was tracking, of course, Mondami getting elected, and the people that voted him in are primarily younger crowd, white, affluent, under 35, who are moving towards this Democratic Socialists of America, the DSA. And then the recent primary win in, I think it's Michigan, of El Sayed, and county by county, you could see the poor black neighborhoods voted for the more moderate Democrat, Stevens, and in the college communities, they voted for El Sayed. I'm probably mispronouncing his name. I apologize. I don't know if he's going to win in the election. What do you make of this approach? Mondami wants to put in supermarkets where all the food's going to be 30% less. He's competing with the bodegas, and all the small business people. Why doesn't he just give out food stamps to save someone 30% instead of spending the overhead and money to create a store? Where do you think that's going to end up? And are they going to be voted in to the Senate and in the House of Representatives?
Well, I don't think so, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see the first big test this November. And yes, the communistic kind of policies that we're seeing being espoused in New York, they're going to fail, just like we've seen them fail every place else. Government-run grocery stores aren't going to work. Everything's going to be 30% lower. Well, you're just creating the means by which a big black market is going to develop, where people are going to buy 30% lower goods and then sell them on the black market for market rates. Or people from New Jersey are going to go in and buy them all. I mean, what's going to stop that from happening? They're going to have a significant enforcement policy on making sure that it's just for New Yorkers. But this is just going to be tough to police and enforce, and it's going to cost the city a zillion dollars. So this all has the seeds of failure sort of baked into the cake. I don't see that. But I can see why a lot of these DSA candidates are being elected in particularly large college towns because of the bitterness that we're seeing on the part of younger entry-level worker age groups that can't get a job because normally the jobs they would get are repetitive and redundant and relatively easy, at least at the beginning. And AI can handle all that now. Couldn't do that 5 years ago, but now it can. So they want, change as much as possible. But I don't think there are enough of them yet to really cause that to happen right now. So other solutions are going to have to occur with the entry-level workforce in the economy going forward in order for not major change to occur regarding the labor markets.
Well, I want to echo what you said in that the frustration and anger is very real. And that's why this Democratic Socialists of America seems to be, gaining traction. The general election is going to be another story. As you say, we'll have to wait for November. And it also appears that the Republicans, who, based on the war and the inflation and gas and prices, it should be more of a cakewalk for the Democrats to win in November, which has traditionally happened in the midterm elections from a sitting president. But this is a factor with the DSA that it'll just be very interesting to see, what should be a cakewalk for the Democrats, maybe not. But the frustration is very real, and it's kind of ironic that Trump ran in 2016 in a similar vein as a populist and, attacking the traditional government and wanting things to change. So I don't know. We got so much close time here between now and the midterms, and this war in Iran, it just it's not working out certainly like they had hoped. Then we'll see on the Democratic Socialists of America. Okay, anything to add that I didn't cover? Anything about California? We just the labor force, the boomers. I was born in 1956, so I'm about midway in the boomer. But I won't retire. I'm still selling real estate. And you're not going to retire.
Well, not at the moment. I'll continue doing this for a while more. But in Cal, let's talk a little bit about California. California is still growing. I mean, not creating many jobs, as I said earlier. Wages are rising in real terms because a lot of the jobs that are being created tend to be higher paying jobs. But basically, among one major industry, and that is healthcare. So healthcare is rising. Some transportation and warehousing jobs continue to rise, but almost all other industries are either flat or in decline in California. Nevertheless, we still have an unemployment rate that is falling. It's right around 5%, 5.1, 5.2. Still higher than the nation, but nothing to get excited about or concerned. Tourism is still high in California. Real estate is, well, we pretty much already covered that. We don't see any major industries which are in trouble right now. And so look for growth to be about where it's been the last few years. California has actually been growing a little bit faster than the nation, probably will continue to. We're hoping that productivity that occurs from the adoption of AI systems continues to power California. And then we have all of the AI chip producers and all of the tech firms that are HQ'd here that are doing very, very well. They've powered the stock market to all-time record highs. Right now, 401ks are probably at record levels for most people. So, yes, while we have problems in the nation regarding a little bit of tick up in inflation and higher interest rates, we also have the highest 401k values or close to it that we've ever seen as well. So, there have been, good things that have come out of the current economy, and we think that it'll only get better from here on out, particularly if the war ends. And I think you're going to start to see a wind down of that in one way or the other.
Well, that's a great way to end it. My guest has been Dr. Mark Schneep, California Economic Forecast Director. You can find him at californiaforecast.com. We'll have you back on after the election. We'll see if the billionaire tax goes in. We'll talk more about companies that have left California. You didn't mention that, so I don't think it's a problem to any great extent. Mark Schneep, thanks for being with me.
Okay. Glad to
Okay,
be
well,
with you. I am.
thank you. We'll talk to you again. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.